Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Okay. Shkoyah. All right. So today's daf is daf samach. Let's finish up. I don't know, Rebach Dov, you wanted me to wait till Sunday to say this. Meanwhile, you're not even here. All right, fine. We were going to finish up the two. Rebach Dov, he's not on the Zoom. What? Well, he's going to listen to the Zoom and he'll hear me. So we'll finish up the tshuva of Reb Moshe. Moshe Feinstein, Shlipa. I personally think when this question was posed to him, the entire first paragraph was Reb Moshe's Anivus talking, because the question, if you look at it, really doesn't make any sense. I don't know, again, I'm just dicey, we spoke yesterday in the shir, I think everyone pretty much agreed that the question is not even phrased properly. The question that was posed for Moshe was if the waiters, non-Jewish waiters, serve wine, again, non-Bavosha wine, of course, and they serve it with gloves. Are those gloves considered a chatzitza to make it a maga al-yidei davar acher, which the Ramah says you can be mako. Seems the Ramah, one place at least, says you can be mako. The Ramah says you can be mako. If a guy touches wine with a medium in between and he doesn't do it with kavana to pour, so he has other purpose of doing it, meaning not to do Shema Vedazara, not to pour, he doesn't have mind to pour. So in that case, the Rambah is maple, like the opinion of the Rav, brought down in Tosfos, who holds that Mavi Yedidav Racher Shalevi Kavana, is, like we said, not like Rashi, is considered to be mutter. And then, where Simus Ramah says that today, it's also mentioned in the beginning of Kukav Gimel, as Rav Ari Giver showed me, that today we're makel that all Goyim are considered Shalevi Kavana, because they don't have any familiarity with Avodah Zarah. So today, everything they do, technically, is not done with any Kavana for Avodah Zarah.
That's the Western society. Yeah, I was
going
to say
that. I'm sorry. Can I just, what?
I was about to say that. Yeah.
Okay, right. I don't know. Yes. You just mentioned the point that the Shach actually brings out, but I just wanted to finish the basic idea that when it comes from the Ramah and Kukav Gimel, that today's Goyim, obviously depending on location, they are not considered to be real good sticklers to Avodah Zarah. And that's what we're saying. But the question, again, it was supposed to remind you, it doesn't really make sense in that way, because we're dealing with over here is not a question of maga with the chavim. You're not touching the wine. We'll see this even today. Touching doesn't mean you're connected to the wine through it. It means, in this case over here, that it was poured through the guy, which we call koichai. That's called koichai, where he, through his strength, through his force, does something to the wine. And the question is, if that's considered yainessa, so if we do a koichai shaloi b'kavan, that's how the question should be. So the gloves have absolutely nothing to do with it. And I think Reb Moshe is, again, in his anivus, the way Reb Moshe addresses the question of the gloves, he says, of course, gloves aren't considered a chatzitza. The gloves are part of the hands. They're extensions of the hands. They're part of the hands. That for sure wouldn't make a chatzitza. If you have a lulav, like the case of a gemara, the palm frond, or let's say the quarter, the corner of his beged, those are things that aren't considered extensions of the hand, and therefore, you'd say there's a din of maga yidei davar acher. But if you're coming from maga yidei davar acher, you're coming from the fact that he's wearing gloves, that, of course, like Reb Moshe, would not be considered a chatzitza, like we just mentioned yesterday, that the question of Magi didn't apply here. It's not Magi, it's a question of Koichai. So I think Reb Moshe really, I think Ban Nivusa, really meant to say that. He says like this, Lachem Mitzad, the first paragraph, he says, Lachem Takisli, the Bati Yadayim, Shalav Ashraka, Mene Kum Lahatia. The fact that he's wearing gloves, there's no reason to make it mutter. So that's the first thing, or the first point Reb Moshe makes. What were you saying?
I'm just saying.
You can't take a lulav with a glove.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that true? I don't know that. No, but again, if it's a. Yeah, well, the Ramosha, yep, I hear. Ramosha says he does emphasize that this is Eina Klum Lasalik Isr Nisuch. So, yeah, you have to be Mechalik, yeah, I guess, yeah, you're right, yeah, you have to be Mechalik. I mean, we have other cases. Could a Kohen Gadol serve with a glove? It's Kohen Gadol. Could a. Taisus and Saito, yeah. Yeah. Well, that again. Well, that's the second piece of Rav Moshe. But the, again, if you're going to come from the Tzad of Maga, the gloves have no even not a question even if it's a chatzitza or not. Let's say it is a chatzitza. Like we said, if you're dealing with chatzitza, so the bottle's a chatzitza. The bottle's a chatzitza. So Rav Moshe could have just said your whole imen yisoyde. Like, well. So I don't think, again, I think Ramosha really, I don't know. I know he was a very humble person, so he maybe didn't want to say you're coming from nowhere when you ask this question. Like we talk, you know.
But if somebody is, COVID day is wearing his rubber glove, right?
Yeah. So again, that's a case of Mago, so maybe that would maybe have. Right, so that's really, again, that would be relevant. Then it would be Nogea, no pun intended. So that's what you meant. look at that. Great minds think alike, huh? So the second piece of Ramosha, he says the case is a case of koichoi, where you put force on the wine, and that, he says, now he gets to the real meat of it. He says that that's the svar of the Rach to say that today, the Shach says this. The Shach says, quoted the Shach yesterday, that you can rely on a guy to pour a bottle of wine to be matriot, even to drink, because it's considered koyach shaloi b'kavona, and because today, even though they have kavona to pour, today the goyim are considered shaloi b'kavona because they don't believe in any avodah zara at all. That's the rach, and he's applying it to over here. He says, maybe that's the makom to be mekel. He says, yeah, yesh makom lahatir af b'lo boti yadayim. He says, so to forget about the gloves, nothing to do with gloves. It's koichoi shaloi b'kavona, because today goyim are considered shaloi b'kavona, and therefore koichoi shaloi b'kavona would be mutter, there's a makom to be matir, but then Ramosha immediately says, no. Firstly, if you go with that opinion, that goyim today shaloi b'kavona, and koichoi shaloi b'kavona, it's zikr, it's not mutter l'chatchilo. He says, "Lachatchilo ishayech lahatir." Rafu Ramos lachatchilo. That's not a svar to be matir lachatchilo. It's mutter b'di'evin, even to drink, but it's only b'di'evin. Lachatchilo is for sure not a reason to be, matir. That's again. So he was talking about someone who's making a wedding and wants to rely on these waiters to serve the wine. Lachatchilo, of course, that wouldn't work. And then he says, from the shach over there, the shach in Kuchav Dalid. The Shach over there says, he says, I went backwards. Reishim in Kufchav Hey, that's the first Shach we quoted yesterday, but then the Shach in Kufchav Dalid says, interesting, he says that over there, you can't rely on this heter of the Rabbeinu Chananu that goyim today are shalei b'kavono, because that, he says, is not everyone agrees with that, and therefore, only b'makom hefsid meruba, where you're going to lose maybe an expensive barrel of wine or something like that, then you can maybe be mekel when it's you can consider it shalei b'kavona, you can maybe rely on b'makom hefsid meruba. That's what the Shach says there. And therefore, over here also, he says, he comes out, the Noishi, he says, l'chein osu lahaniach lo'akim haveters, waiters, la'ari sayayin. He says you're not allowed to let the waiters pour the wine. B'tzarach limchois b'chol toikif. A person has to be protest with all of his strength, his might. He has to really influence. B'keser hatoyra shapir osur shleiniach b'yir lasezeh. And then I guess he's going back to the shoyl who was asking this question, Rav Tzvi Galinsky. He asked this question. He did. I guess the story came where he stopped the people. He made a malacha in the middle of the wedding. So he needed some validation for that. So it looks like it was after the fact. Yeah, he needed some therapy. So Ramesha said to him, you're right. You did the right thing to be moicha, to protest, because it's also even b'di'evet to do such a thing. Now, it's interesting because Ramesha, the truth is, it's a shah, the shach. It's really a stira in the shach. The shach himself is asking a stira in the Ramah. But the shach himself is soicer himself. Because the shach over there says you don't rely on the Rabbeinu Chananu unless it's a hefse merubah. Here, the shach in Simon Kuch of Hay says that you rely on this Rabbeinu Chananu even without any hefse, even without a hefse, even without a hefse wood. So that he doesn't address. I'm not sure, you know, not that part is left out of the you know, left out of the tshuva. But yeah, so I guess today is that's what we do, right? We I don't know. I'm thinking back to all the cases where I had some fancy wines. I don't not all the time. Rare and few and far between. What? I don't know. But they were very good wines. French wine, for example. French wines aren't that many times ones that most of them are not mevushel. Right? Because they would taste terrible without that.
Any,
you know,
with salt is not allowed. No.
What, the restaurant? Someone.
The high end weddings and events that I have, not only the very fancy wines they have, that from the guys.
So what is someone mentioned once a heter in a house? And it might be different. I think I only knew by Bishul Akam. I didn't know that applies to Yainessa. But that's by Bishul. Someone sells it too. I thought it was a mistake. Who is that person? Who's the person? Well, that's something else. Let's say a guy pours in your house. No, I agree. But someone said it, so I thought it was a mistake. I also thought it was a mistake, but I'm thinking to a very specific scenario where we had very fancy, and every course had its own wine, because every course, and the guy were pouring it. And there was... I agree. I didn't know anything about it, though. I don't know. That time I was an Amarut. I mean, most probably. I mean, it was. Well, I don't know. Do I have to do tshuva or not? I don't know. Yeah. I was back then. Before I started saying the daf, I was an Amarut. That's another. Okay. Die one who dies blood of Tzoroseinu. Yemishal blood of Tzoroseinu die. Yeah, what? You like Reish Lakish, who visited Gavel and he started ossering everyone. So maybe I'll try to find some more modern day mashgichim who maybe talk about it. I don't know. All right, fine. All right, can we learn today? Gemara. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Ha'u Chavisa, is this on? Oh no. That's why the Zoom has been messed up, because it's been off the first. All right.
Ha'u Chavisa d'charmo. So we'll start. We're on today's daf is daf samach. With three lines from the bottom of the New Testament base. Ha'u Chavisa d'charmo was this barrel of wine, the ishtakel barza, that its spigot was fell off. All right. So picture a keg of wine and the spigot fell off, and the wine started flowing.
Towards the bottom.
And it's on the bottom. Right.
Gravity.
Okay. Yep. Thank you for that. The gravity takes over, pushes all the wine out of the barrel, and now it's becoming a mess. Also, the Kachavim came along with the Kachavim, the Good Samaritan here. Idri, he jumped up, Rashi says. He jumped. Rizim Akin Lamitzus. Anach Yoda Ilove. And of course, he put his hands on it, but that is a problem. He plugged up the hole. He put his, what?
Putting his thumb in the dike.
In the dike. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know where the, I'm sure, I know you're being Miranda's to something, but I don't have no idea, but it makes sense. Anach Yad Elo Lava, he put his hands on the dike, on the hole. And Amar Papa, so he was, of course, good intentions. Amar Papa probably said, "Kol d'hadi barzel chamra asur." Any wine that's an equal plane with the spigot, that place over there, that's considered, that's going to be asur. Rashi says, look at Rashi, bottom Rashi, "Kiluach asam l'chanekev asur b'shtiya." Of course, it's not b'hanah because it's magli de dover acher. Shaloi b'kavon. He doesn't intend to do nisuch anything here. He says, Rashi says, also Rashi Lushitasa from the top. Sherein kan shichtuch. No shichtuch. Shehanekev ksor ve'in yochel shachshin. Can't be mishachshin here. There's no kavonah to be mishachshin because the hole is apparently very narrow. So you cannot, and therefore there's no xerer, there's no shichtuch. He sticks his hand in, and there's no marker for shichtuch. What?
You can't
physically. Yeah, right. You can't physically do it. It's too small of a hole, not holy enough for you to do a shirshich over here. So it's not also about no, but you can't drink it. Now he said this was limited, Rav Papa, to only the parts that's right next to adjacent to the spigot area, the whole spigot area.
Level.
Yeah. That's Tarubis. Very good question. Taish is bothered with this question. And that's really the question in this whole sugya. What happened to the problem of Tarubis? We're only coming on to the halacha of Chibur. All right, let's see the Gemara first. The Idot Shari, the rest of the wine is mutter. The Idot Amri Amra Papa said. The Ad Habarzo Chamra Asir. He said anything above the Barza is Asir. Meaning everything equal and above. The idach sharu, and the rest is mutter. What's the reason? Rashi says here, in the second Rashi over here, ad bar is a kol yayin shelamalu milanekev asur, the kibun de kule nimchach achar nekev losses der shom, habele chibur asur. Because since the top really is very relevant to the bottom, because it's destiny, or it's meant to go out from the top to the bottom, therefore, it's considered mechuber, considered connected to what's on the bottom. And that has halacha similar to the concept of nitzuk that we spoke about. It has halacha of chibur. Maybe it makes it into considered a taruvis, or it's considered that the isra of what's there goes and connects to everything else. But that's the second lashon of Rav Papa. And the rest is going to be mutter, meaning anything below that is going to be mutter. So the question here was, how much was the usher? Everything that was, of course, right there, adjacent, level to it, is usher. And the only question of which version of Rav Papa was whether the part above it was also usher or not.
Why is there not an invert to the bottom?
Because the bottom has, again, the bottom has no connection other than the fact that it's connected. There's no connection. It seems you need more than that to be chibur. It has to be, it's not going to be, the bottom doesn't, is not meant to go out from the hole. It's below it. So it's not connected to the part that's relevant to the spigot. What? Yeah.
It's irrelevant.
Well, if it gets mixed, yeah, I mean, even before Braver. I mean, if it gets mixed, anyways, it should be also. It's also Bermashu. Yeah, so even before Braver, you have a problem of Tarubis. This is a big problem. Yeah, the Tosfos deals with this, Tosfos says, how do you ask what to think?
I hear what you're saying.
It's not much like that. You're saying he's considered like Gaya on all the wine because it's all connected to this wine. You're his kayak. But that's not what it doesn't seem like that.
It doesn't seem like that.
Because Rashi says the wine itself is mechuber. That's a very nice svar you're saying.
I don't know why you can say that's mechuber.
And that's
my mother, which might not be.
Okay.
And he sticks his hand in the barrel.
Only the wine around
his. That's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah, that's all part of the question. Taisa says the kach. I mean, Taisa says, hey, how do you have half osur, half mutter? What did you find? So there is a difference between here and there. The difference is that here his hand is in one area of the barrel. It's in the spigot area. It's a little different, but again, think about hilchos tumah and tara, which we're about to bring over here. You know, someone touches a part of the wine, the rest of the wine is not osur. You're touching it. This is real. Listen, Taisa over here is. Plenty of time to go through this Tosfos if you'd like. It's nice and long. Top bottom Tosfos in the Testament Beis, all the way through Samach. Jonathan, maybe we'll learn it together and answer half life's problems with this Tosfos if you want. Amar Rav Yemer. Amar Rav Yemer Ketanoi. We've got to move up here. Rav Yemer said, it's Machlekes Tanoim. Chavis Shenikva Baby Pia, Baby Shulel, Baby Tzidel. A chavis that had a hole, it was punctured. Either from the lip of it, the mouth, the top, Bemi Shulea from the bottom, Bemi Tzidel, whether it's from the sides, Benagaboy Tzulyayim in a hole, Tzulyayim came along, Tzulyayim, you know, someone who's Tameh, and did Tvila, and they have to wait till the evening to become Tahar, Harashemesh, and he touched this area, the hole. The rule is Tameh. Everything is Tameh, no matter where he touches. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mipio Mishulea Tzmeya, Mitzideha is Tahir. It depends. If it's coming from the top or the bottom, then it's Tamei, but from the sides, it's going to be Mutter. Why is this? Rashi says, look at Rashi, Shuleha, Shia, Sheves Aleihem. Here we say over there, when we say over there, from the bottom, over there, the bottom is considered connected to the point over there because it's considered, Rashi calls it a busis. It's the base for the top. So even if you touch it by the top, by the tzvulyoyim, the bottom is connected because it's considered a basis, a basis, which is a basis. Again, this is also very problematic. We're over here also. When we say shuleha, one second. What?
Because it's been a case of what happened.
Which, the chavis?
Yeah, barrel.
The barrel was punctured and the
wooden barrel.
Wooden barrel, yeah.
Tzvulyoyim
can't
touch what?
Has to be chavis. What? Yeah, Cheres, Rashi said. Yeah, has to be Cheres. Otherwise, it'll touch you. No, he sticks his hand in the hole.
I think I understand the case. Right. But you're not far, and then he sticks his hand inside the hole. The Shabbat is where the hole was, even though the mago was going to get it, just actually got him, not the hole.
He's touching the wine in the barrel. It depends where the hole was, though.
Sure.
Yeah, and that and this is a pella, because...
Yeah.
What is going on over here?
touching
the wine. Midrash David. That's his car. Yeah, very good. Midrash David asked this question. I should mention it because how would you understand regular tum and tam, right? You touch a piece of meat. What's the pshat? You touch that part of the piece of meat and everything's mechubar to it. Therefore, menel, it's tum. You touch the piece of meat. Or liquid, same idea. Midrash David says, no, you see from this Gemara, not like that. You see from this Gemara that the gather of Nageya is not the pshat that I'm touching the whole piece. I touch that part that I touch. But because it's all mechubar to it, there's a new nemeila, it becomes Tameh. You hear this? It changes my whole view of life, this Midrash David. I personally, I think it's a Gemara Zvachim that's very relevant to this. Maga Bitsasa is Kiyulaga Bakula, that Sugi over there. This is what the Midrash David says is the Gather of Tumi. You see it from over here. Otherwise, you can't even start learning this tomorrow. I mean, if you touch a bottle of liquid, you're touching the whole thing on a simple understanding. Here, you see not like that. That it's not the Pshat that you're Nagia. You're touching is what you touch. Everything else that is attached to it subsequently becomes tongue. You don't need to come. Oh, so I don't know if he's being mechalad or not. I have to see. I heard him.
You can hear it. Not one empty.
I hear. Yeah. Very. Yeah. You could say liquid is different. Maybe. Yeah. Because liquid, it sort of.
It's all a bunch of drops in one. Yeah. One empty. You can say.
Shmuel, it's amazing that you came back, Shmuel. Really. We needed you. They call a person Makal the person of Chaim. And even Makam Zeh, Shim and Makam Acher, Talmis and Psetus Makis, we really miss you. Hope you weren't in the bungalow, Kam. You weren't in the bungalow, right? You weren't in the bungalow. He went to more. No, I'm gonna go where the other words. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's the comparison. Again, I'm not the, it's, you know, Rachel meaning I'm over here. I don't know. Yeah, you have to see Tysus and all the other, I think that's important though. That Mikdash David is pretty, pretty clear, I think, from that. At least we can bring that out from the Gemara. Well, let's read the Rashi, Niklumi Peel. Look at Rashi. Hoyo b'chola yayin shalamat nachas vasas le'elyoin. Ha'vichibur. Umushulea nami hoyo b'chola yayin nimshach achar ha'neket ha'vichibur. That's Rav Papa over here. He says that from whatever is not meshubid, not to say it, consider there's some kind of a chibur connection between those parts from the side, then that's going to be considered, it has to have some connectivity. Well, there are different metzias in over here, but the question is what is, makes it mechubur. Rav Papa says, and let's finish the Rashi. Rabban lesson to Rav Papa. Rabbanan don't hold the Rav Papa. Hukach leshilchus lekavalose the kuli also b'shtiyah muter b'ano. Everything's also b'shtiyah. Rashi says because there's no chishlus like he said before, so it's muter b'ano. But that's the Rashi says we're passing like the Rabbanan. Again, it's a very comparison. Tuma, Ha'inayim Nesef. What happened to the Halach of Tarubis? Where do you find such a thing? Where half of it's muter, half of it's aser? Tosfos really deals with this at length. Today's a long day. If anyone wants to learn it, they do it. Poolside.
Rashi said the topic has to
be on. Why is it so hot in here? I'm sorry. Is the air conditioner on? What? No. It's the air conditioner. Now, forget about the heat. There's no air blowing.
Doesn't Rashi mean?
Here together. What?
Doesn't Rashi mean?
Okay.
Second, which is what I was saying about the good.
Okay.
Red. We didn't see such a
thing. We didn't see which part? What do you mean?
Just the possibility. The reason that the point above the hole that the voice that you think of, thus, sir, is going to come out of that hole.
That's correct.
And you said,
no, because you.
That's possible here.
No. Jonathan, what you were saying. And pardon my, humbly disagree with you. You were saying a lumbus, a new lumbus. I thought this is what you were saying. Maybe I misunderstood you. You were saying that because of whatever it is, the send it through the hole, the goy's touching is relevant to everything. That's not what it's saying here, Rashi at least. The fact that this svara that it's gonna come down from the bottom, from the hole, which is being plugged by the goy, that makes it have the same isser of the wine that the guy is touching. But not that the guy is considered touching the whole thing. That's, that. So I'm saying, no, so that.
That's enough for me.
I don't know. I don't know that. Okay. No, I think you're saying a different lumbus. But it's beyond the scope, I think. Every chiluk in lumbus always has an afkamina. That's what the briskers say. Shai an afkamina is lumbina. But, alright, I don't know if we have time. Okay. Alright, I'm Rav Papa, new case here. I'm sorry, I feel so bad, but I have a job. I want to just get through the top. Right. Looking forward to Tuesday. I'm Rav Papa. I have a kishav of Madonna. Here's the kinnis. I have a kishav of Madonna of Yisrael HaKuba. Let's say the guy is pouring the pitcher, and the Yisrael is holding the barrel. So there's a team effort over here where the guy is pouring the wine, and the Jew is holding the barrel in the bottom. The wine is aser. My time, because who's the one who's causing it to pour? The guy, and that's the kayak of the guy, and it's going to be aser over here. Okay. And the question really is, what is it aser in? Rashi says it's aser b'shtia. Some have a girsan Rashi that it's aser b'ano. And this is the big question, big machlokes rishonim. If koichoi b'kavono, if a guy has kavono to pour, does it have a halacha of iser hanah or iser shtia? Rabbi Mura'ah hold that that Koyachai is also about Noah. Rashi says it's Yishtiyah, but there are others, I think the Ran says it's different gears.
Two different reasons.
He's saying two different reasons, but the Maskono of the end of Rashi, Koyachai the Kavono, if it would be Koyachai, the question will be if it's Koyachai. Well, let's say it wouldn't be a problem with Koyachai the Kavono. It's also Yishtiyah. In other words, Rashi's not the, he has two different ways of learning, but it seems both Lashonis and all Koyachai the Kavono is also Rashi says also Yishtiyah. So that's all right. So it's also at least Mishnia because the guy's pouring it. Because and the Jew is, well, what's the Jew doing? He's just the it's the Lord, what you say. Okay, now let's say the opposite case. Yisrael Adon Abayim Tacham Nakuba. Let's say the Yisrael is one pouring the pitcher, and the guy is the one holding the bottom barrel. Amra Shari. The wine is mutter. Why? Because the guy is not doing anything. But if he does something, he decided to do the also, but let's say he tilts the bottom barrel to
don't move.
Like yesterday, we had this guy with his hand stuck in the barrel. Don't move. Yeah, don't move.
Right.
Now Rashi said,
well,
"What?
Rashi.
No, we don't want the wine to become also.
You point the guy.
What?
Bring it for the guy.
No, you're pointing for the guy. It's your wine.
But you
have a Mexican, like we said yesterday in Shabbos, you had a few Mexicans helping out. So, the Mexican,
don't move.
Zay still. Alright? Amara Papa. Okay. So again, what we bring out from that, this Gemara, what you bring out over here, big point is whether the halacha of Koyach of the Kavanah is also Bahana or not. We should all remember the Rabban and the Ra'ah told that Koyach of the Kavanah is going to be Osir Bahana. Amra Papa, Hayo Bikacham the Dori Zika, Amra Papa. A guy who's carrying a flask, important, a skin. The Kaozla Yisrael Achure, and Yisrael is going behind him, making sure that he doesn't touch the wine. Malya Ashari, if this flask is filled to the tippy top, completely full, then the rule is, it's mutter. The loy mekarkish, because he's not going to move it around. It's not moving it around. However, chaseira also, but if there's a little space in there, a little airspace, so then it moves around, and therefore, dilma mekarkish, he might move it around. Actually, he's really going to move it around, like dilma over here. And he's going to move it around, and therefore, or let's say he's standing still, whatever. He moves it around, it's going to be a problem of shichshuch. It's going to be, awesome. Ravashi says, Kuba, let's say it's a barrel, so then it's the opposite. Malya is awesome. If it's filled, it's gonna be awesome. Okay, why is it gonna be awesome? Rashi says there's a chash that he's gonna touch it, because we're talking about an open barrel, Rashi says, so there's a chash he's gonna touch it. He might touch it without the Jew knowing, of course. Fine. Dilmanova. Chaseira Sharu. Well, let's say the one that's missing is the one he's not going to touch. Rashi says that he's not going to touch it over here. If he's carrying it, it's going to move around, it seems. It's going to move around. Rashi says, in kirkush belief, b'chli pasuach. Rashi says, with an open kli like this, this big barrel, there's no kirkush, no movement. It's going to move when he picks it up. It's going to move. Again, skin flexible, moves around more. Here, it might move a little bit when you pick it up, or you carry it, but he doesn't want that kirkush. He's not interested in that. And therefore, Rashi says it's considered koichai shaloi b'kavona, and it's mutter. Rashi says, avol zika havi kirkush, v'doyme l'shachsheich v'havi nesa. There, it's going to be considered a shaking. It's like he's being a shachsheich, and it's going to be considered yayin nesa. Okay? Ravashi Omer, Ravashi says, zika, no, he argues, a zika, Bei Malya, Uvein Chaser, Shori, my time, in Derech Nisach Bekat. He has this flask, he's carrying a flask. It's not the Derech to be Menasech, but you're carrying it, like a water bottle. It's not the Derech of the Nisach, and therefore, it's gonna be Mutter. What is it gonna be Mutter in? Pashas, it's gonna be Mutter in Hanoh. Because it's still considered a Maga, Yidei Dovarachim, right? Even if it's Shalei B'Kavona, but that's Asur B'Shtiyah, at least according to Rashi. Going to Rabbi Chanano again, maybe it'd be mutter, even Bishtir, according to Rabbi Chanano. However, but the case of the Kuba, Rashi says he admits, because there, he's a chash of Dilmanoga. Rashi says of the Kuba, Malaya, Ikala, Mephis, and the Gear. Shkunais and Yadi al Salosai, and therefore Rashi is like part of Ravashi, it's going to be Osir. Matzro Zaira. Okay, here we're talking about a vat, a wine press, but with a big, big difference between the ones before, I believe, really. Here, the vat we had previously was the process was the grapes were pressed through feet, crushed through feet. Then, after that first batch or juice that flew out, they flowed out, they put it on the top of the vat and they pressed it with the beam. Here, it's just a beam. It's mamish agas with just a beam that's pressed down. Let's say the goy, and the reason why we have to say that is because otherwise it doesn't make sense. The Gemara before said there's only a problem of yayin nesek once it either flows or it's in the system. Yeah. But over here, that's l'chayr the pshat is the way I understood it. That's only in a case where there's two steps involved. But here, there's one step. It goes straight from the pressing into the bar, into the cistern. So there would be a problem of yayin nesek if koyshay would be a problem. That's what we're going to discuss. Matzu zayro. Rapapa shoy. Rapapa says it's mutter. Ravashi, the tamer of Shimi Barashi, Osar, Ravashi, and some same, Shimi Barashi, they say it's going to be Osar. Now, if he directly presses the grapes and produces the wine, everyone's going to agree it's Osar, like we said. Let's say over here, he actually doesn't step on it or push down with the beam itself with his hands, rather he turns the wheel that's gonna cause the beam to press down, so it's koyach koichli. It's two.
A button would be koyach koichli.
Yeah, well that's, if you see the pictures, I don't know if anyone remembers from Baba Basra. Last summer. The screw, it's the olive press, the galgal. Thank you.
Shabbos.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Come on, mommy. You should take more vacations. You come back with more stark. It is so hot in this room. Is it just me?
Yeah. Yeah. Very comfortable. Very comfortable.
This jacket is a thin little piece of nothing.
Take the jacket off. There we go. Now the tattoo is coming out.
It's not b'chavidik. It's not b'chavidik to say this year without a jacket. That's why I wear it. Trust me, if it was up to me.
Listen, that's all. Don't take off anymore.
I have to roll up my sleeves, though. Is that okay?
No.
I don't know. I'm not making this up. It's just as hot as in here. Okay. It's as hot as Yom Tov in Rabbi Brown's shul. So, alright, keep leaving B'Kayach Koichli. That's the argument over here. If it's Asur, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, it doesn't really say whether it's, I think the worst it'll be is Asur B'Shtiyah, not Asur in Hanol. Depending on Rashi before, of course. He could damn it B'Kayach Koichli, too, I don't think it's Shari. Keep leaving B'Kayachli. That's the question. The argument with the koichai, if it's usher or not. And again, here it's going to be koichai, big havon. And the question would be if it's usher, bahanu. That gemara we said before, that koichai is going to be totally in this machloikis now, basically. Based on what we're saying here. That it's maybe not all of them hold it's usher, bahanu, or b'shtia, depending how you went the gemara before. Yeah, okay. There was a story like this. Rabbi Yaakov Narpokud, he actually said even because koichai it's usher, and he's going the opinion that they're arguing b'koyach koichai, and he's going like the opinion of Rav Ashi who says it's usher. Who chavisa? Listen to this case. There was a barrel. The ifka alu urka. It was split lengthwise. Okay, so here's the barrel. And somehow it got cut like this, and it was splitting, and came along the guy, Idriyahu Abikichavim, and came along the guy, the good Samaritan. He jumped up, Chavka, and he gave it a big bear hug. He held the barrel together. Everyone get that?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone got a picture over here? The tree. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Howard, you hear what I'm saying? Howard, he held it together. So now the question is, what is this case? Rashi says, he put it back together. So what's the question? They said you're allowed to do that again because Rashi says the holoi shichshin. It's maga again, maga shleib kavana. That's really what it means. When you're not a shachshich, it's a maga shleib kavana. Rashi says v'havi nageya al yidei b'yayin al yidei chatzoy chovis l'havi kinegeya b'kona. Rashi says the awesome shachshich b'kona v'hoch leka shishuk midi. So it's maga shleib kavana, which is mutter b'hano.
But it's maga al davara.
Rashi, very good. Rashi doesn't differentiate. Mm-hmm. That's very important. Yeah, Rashi over here, the Shitase, we'll see later on in the Yomid as well. Rashi holds that there's no difference whether it's with a Kli or not. Yeah, you could talk and ask according to the Rabbeinu Hanano what he does with his Gemara. Maybe Tosfos brings it down. I don't know. I have to look that up. Big Tosfos. Oh. Bahani Mili, the Pakal Orka. That's only where it's split lengthwise. Avalapusye. Well, let's say it's width-wise. So the barrel, by virtue of its own weight, is not going to split.
Yes.
The top is resting on the bottom, right? Everyone understand, right? You have it split width-wise, the top is laying on the bottom. What's the guy doing? Even if he presses down, it's not a problem. So then it's mutter, afilu b'shtir. Afilu b'shtir, shorim. My time, my slovina kovid. The guy, what's the guy doing? He's like a brick. He's like a brick on top of the... Levena on top of the barrel.
Like the guy sitting on the
guy sitting on the barrel. No, the press he's making grape juice. Here he's not doing anything. That's a problem. That's kosher.
But here's the idea is that
there's no force provided to the guy in the wine. It's a prevention of the seepage. There was a guy who was found. He was, his hands were in the cookie jar. He was in the wine press, and he didn't belong there. Amar Rav Ashi, and the question was, is all the wine in the press considered Yayin Esafana? So Rav Ashi says like this, you want to use the kalim. The wine apparently was Asur, of course. But the question was, can you use the kalim? Can you use the kalim? So it depends. If there's enough moisture on the kalim that it can make something else moist, that's the din of teipach lat piach. The rule is boy adocha uboy nigo. There's some level of absorption, again, something like that, or it's stuck on there enough. There's enough matter to make it some level of absorbed, or it's something you have to remove and you have to dry it. And no,
nainesek.
There's wine. That's wine. Teipach lat piach means the wine. The wine. There's enough moist wine there. I'm sorry, Tzvi, it's a little bit distracting. I'm trying to, it's a little bit hard for me to, that's for some for me to, but I find it very hard to, it's Howard, please. So it's a fech at fiach. So then boy hadoch or boy nigov. Then it needs nigov and hadoch, drying and then cleaning. So you need both steps. But if it's not that moist, the eloi, hadoch ba'alma sagile. But if it's not that moist, then all you have to do is clean it off. Rinse it off. Okay? And that's how often we pop, because again, it's not, it's cold. It's not like Dabar Cham where you need to do Agol and all that stuff. It's Hadocha. Hadocha is enough when it's considered, when it's a cold touch. Alright. Oibi Kachavim Shinim So Oimid Bitsad Habor Shel Yayin. A guy, again, he was found at the side of a cistern of wine. Im Yeshay Milvalov Asu. So now, this wine doesn't belong to him, and he has no right to touch it. But if he has no right to be there at all. He's not been working. The question would be if he would go and touch something, right? So he would actually touch someone else's wine and get caught red-handed, red wine, right? So we don't say that unless, in Yesh Lovolo, if the guy has is a malve on the Jew, it's collateralized, yeah. So then it's also because he feels I have a right to this. I can't just collect it for his chayiv. He has to go through a process.
The same thing. You sell everything except for the neiyan. You have to come on purpose. The guy that touched the wine on purpose.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, we're gonna bring that to. That's the end of this mission. Yeah, very good. Yeah. No, she's on the roll. There's more. Yeah, it's the end of the mission that we quoted before. So Yeshu Milvalov Asr, Rashi says, Yisrael Asr Lefishul Yareliga. Fine. However, Ein Le Milvalov, if there's no, no, I'm just finished. Ein Le Milvalov is Mutter. Then it's going to be Mutter. What?
Not collateralized. The goy views it as if it is collateralized, but mentally he feels comfortable touching.
No, no, no. We're going to see in the Gemara. No. At this point, you're right. At this point, you're right. But the Shmuel, right away, it's not Shmuel Aaron, but Shmuel in the Gemara, which you just said. Look at Shmuel. Look right away. Skip at the Amar Shmuel Aaron. But who's the Yeshua Milva Leisa Yain? Okay, good. Nafal Abar Ba'ala. Let's say the guy, unfortunately, fell into the pit of wine. And he ascends, he comes out. So then, Madadu Vikana, or another case, he measures with a measuring stick the wine. Hitiz esatsira, or he kills the wasp that's swimming around in the wine. Vikana, with a stick again, no direct touching here. Or he was popping the bubbles. He sat there popping the fermentation bubbles on the top of the wine. So again, there was... Those rice, those bubbles aren't considered part of the wine necessarily, part of the wine proper. So it's all like indirect touching. B'chol elu v'yamaisa, all these cases, there was a story. V'amru yimacher, and they said, you're allowed a banana from it. It's mutar v'hano, but you can't drink it. Rav Shimon mati, Rav Shimon says, it's mutar even to drink. This is Rav Shimon. We get mamish. This is the last second to last blot in this parak of Rabbi Yishmael, which we've been, journeying through Halachas of Yain Neser, Rav Shimon all of a sudden comes and says it's Matir. And here we have the Ramban. Definitely not going to get to it today, but this Ramban you probably should have done in the beginning of the parak. My fault. That brings in the whole reason for the din of Mago and all of the Halachas that come out of it. Rav Shimon seems to hold that there's no din of Mago. He seems to argue in that Halacha. That's how this Rashi learns here, and we'll see the Rabban hopefully tomorrow because he can't. But the question is, what would he hold by Maga B'Kavona? Well, we'll see.
Here.
No, I've doesn't got Nessa, he don't got Nessa. We'll see Mr. Shem coming attractions tomorrow. Fine. Not the last Achav is Vizarka B'Chamosoi Lebar. Let's say the guy took the barrel, he was having a rough day, picked up the barrel, threw it in betoich tas into the bar. So here's the halacha. Yeah. It seems to be similar to the case of koichai, where you move the wine through force. But here, it wasn't, Rashi says at the end of the parent, when he summarizes all these halachas, Rashi says it's different here, because here, he wasn't touching it while it went into the, wine. It was as Rashi called it, Zrika. He threw something into the wine. Does that have the din of Yai Nessa, Mago, the Chavim, or not? Mishnah says, Zeho Yamaisa, the Hechshira. This was a story, and they were Machir. What is the solution of Machir? It means even Bishtir, the legends. We see that Zrika makes it that it's not also Bishtir. Amar Shmuel says, the Mishnah, which said that the guy, Chayshish, were concerned he touched the wine because he had the right to collect it alone, that only is in a case, where he has it as a collateral, what's it called, non-recourse. He has exact
recourse.
Hypothetically, hypothecated. Very relevant to me also, margin. Trade on margin.
How can you get a mazik?
What mazik? Who's mazik what? No one mazik anything.
He said that...
No, the person wants to, maybe...
You know how God is looking, right?
Oh, so mazik fund. You want to know if he could collect from the guy?
And you're being mazik me, so you could... So,
I could collect payment from the bank. That's only if I go. Maybe that's totally in how we learned yesterday. The Ravid learns that he has to have kavanah to be mazik.
Here he doesn't.
No, he doesn't have kavanah to be mazik. The wine, I know, right. No.
It will be just a something to cause the issue. That's what we're hungry here, huh? Whether he actually touched any a lot of dead bodies when he was.
You think the child wouldn't be touched if you thought
he'd come again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Correct. Right. No, you don't need it. Yeah, that was right. Exactly. But it's also totally in the writing from yesterday. Amar Shmuel, Behushesh Lameva Oisayan. When are we chayshish for this? When the guy has the, has a right to collect for a loan, and he actually makes it into an apoytiki. So then we say he feels he's the rightful owner, he's the rightful owner.
Okay.
Amar Avashi, Masnisanami Dek. Ash says the mission is also much like this, and now we go to the Mishnah. Let's say a Jew was working on the non-Jew's wine. He was pressing his wine. And the wine press was in the reshus of the guy. Okay, so now what's the case? The Jew who was working the wine was going to purchase the wine and pay the guy. So now the question is, are we chayshish the guy who touches the wine because it's in the reshus of the guy? It depends. If let's say the guy says, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you are concerned, you can take this wine and sell it almost like an advance, sell it in advance. He wrote it. Yeah, he wrote it. Yeah. So you can sell it and pay me back a little bit later. As far as I'm concerned, go do it now. I trust you. So in that case, mutter. The wine is mutter. The guy, he touched it because, again, as far as he's concerned, the Jew has ownership. So there's no problem of being chayshish the guy touching it. But let's say Yisrael wants to take the wine and sell it before he gives the money to the guy, and the guy is not going to let him do it until he gives the money. Zel, you might say, Beishan. This was a story in Beishan where they said it was Asru. Now, in this case over here, the guy technically has a right to collect the wine if the Jew doesn't pay money in either case. Yet what do we learn in the Reisha? If the Jew could pay him back in other ways besides for the wine, then the rule is the wine is going to be mutter. That's what it means. Taima de Eman Icha. It's only going to be Asr if the guy can actually take this wine and prevent the Jew from taking it, because that is what's going to pay off the loan or the money that's owed to the guy. Then it's going to be Asr. Haman Ichai. But if, let's say, the guy has a right to the money, but he would let the Jew take it, meaning it's not direct collateral to him, then Shari Shmaminon Bivali Siyan Bin Shmaminon. This Ravashi Zaraya, that for the wine to be forbidden, it can't just be that there's a loan. It has to be that the wine actually is designated to pay off up the loan. Alright, let's do a little bit further. I know it's a little bit late, but we started 5 minutes late, so we can just do a little bit more. Enough of LaBarba. Okay, the guy fell in the pit and came out. Amra Papa, Loishanu Elisha Olamnes. This is only going to be where he came up, meaning, he drowned and he floated up or something. Let's say he himself swam up to the top of the wine pit. Then it's going to be Asur. My timer. What's the reason? I'm a pup. The dumb little lady I made them. She see how smart was so gracious. She on his way up, he's thinking, I'm
very true.
Why over all around me? She go up with his
own.
No, this is he didn't go down Amos without he wasn't Messiah Das. He wasn't Messiah Das.
What do you think about him?
He wasn't Messiah Das. Howie, here. Look at Rashi. Howard, look at Rashi. The dummy like you made him. Look at Rashi. See the Rashi? The Azul, who made Al Schnitzel. Okay, good. Oh, let's read the next Gemara. Mother Bukana Kalilah, Yemais, Roman Yerachim, Shimon Matthew, Amr Abad, Barabba, Yanukhla, Shimon Brachis, Al Rashay. He should be a bench from Shimon. Shahu Matthew, Afilu Vishtiya, Hukshu Oyser, Oyser, Afilu Vano. all these cases where Rav Shimon is makir, or the cases that are mutter, is all half and half. Either usher in completion, given ba'anah, or if it's mutter, it's mutter afilu b'shtiyah. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see the Ramban tomorrow to explain this machlekes. Rav Shimon, again, is going back on the whole parrot, really, where it's relevant. He would not hold, for example, of Magar Shleib Kamona being usher b'shtiyah. The mutter. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. Mitzvashem, tomorrow we'll go into the Ramban, who explains the opinion of Reb Shimon and explains the whole sugya of Magen Yayin. Thank you very much. Now the air conditioner is blowing.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.